I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News.
And now a story from Public Post VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont, made possible with support from Merchants Bank. On Christmas Eve, a building known as the Stone Hut at the top of Mount Mansfield caught fire. The blaze destroyed the historic building's wood elements, and now, as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, an effort is underway to rebuild.
The Stone Hut was built in 1936 by the Civilian Conservation Corps to serve as a warming hut. The cabin's owned by the Vermont Department of Forest Parks and Recreation, which rents it out for overnight stays during the winter when it's accessible by chairlift at Stowe Mountain Resort. With its wooden bunks, wood stove, and massive stone chimney, the Stone Hut was a much-beloved rustic getaway. Michael Snyder is commissioner of the Vermont Department of Forest Parks and Recreation. He says the location of the cabin and its historical status make rebuilding a challenge, but the state is committed to the project.
Because it's not going to be cheap and easy to rebuild, but we know that everyone wants it, and we concur, and we're enthusiastic about heading towards that.
Snyder says the fire basically gutted the Stone Hut.
It's a stone structure, but a lot of wood inside, that's all gone, and the stone structure kind of remains. So we've stabilized it, we've protected it, and we made it safe, and now we're working through planning, design, permitting, all with an eye towards rebuilding as soon as we can.
Stowe residents Jake and Donna Carpenter, the founder and CEO of Burton Snowboards, were renting the cabin at the time of the fire. A fire investigation report says the Carpenters' sons and some friends unintentionally set the hut on fire. The report says they started a fire in the cabin's wood stove in preparation for a family friend's visit on the afternoon of December 23rd. Wet firewood was stacked up against the wood stove to dry, and the stove door was propped open to draft the fire. But the family friend did not arrive that evening, and a resort lift mechanic spotted the empty cabin on fire early the next morning. Stowe firefighters tapped into snowmaking lines to put out the fire that morning, and again later in the day when it rekindled. But what took a night and a day to burn down will take much longer to rebuild, according to Michael Snyder.
My hope is that we would be through the design, planning, permitting, and beginning within a year. I think it might be just practically unrealistic to think that would be open for use within that time frame. But we're going to push it as best we can.
The Carpenters could not be reached to comment on the story. However, the family has made a large donation toward the rebuild. Sarah Alberghini Winters is executive director of Vermont Parks Forever, a nonprofit foundation that raises money for Vermont state parks. She says they're accepting Stone Hut donations through the mail and online.
We have so far had 20 unsolicited donations for the Stone Hut rebuild, ranging from $20 to a very generous donation from Jake and Donna Carpenter of $150,000. Each time we get a donation, there's a note or an anecdote or an article that comes along with it from some very passionate supporter of the Stone Hut who's had great memories there. So we get to hear about a little bit of the history of the users of the Stone Hut and who loves it.
However, Alberghini Winter says the fundraising effort is just getting underway, and the amount that needs to be raised is still unclear.
These donations coming from the Stone Hut are unsolicited. We haven't opened an official fundraising effort for this because we don't know what that total is yet. So once we have that number, we'll see if we have a gap or not, and then we'll reassess and go from there.
Meanwhile, the Department of Forest Parks and Recreation says an insurance claim has been filed, although there is a $100,000 deductible. The state is waiting on the status of that claim in addition to construction figures. In the meantime, Commissioner Snyder reassures fans of the Stone Hut that the restoration will start as soon as possible.
It's much loved, a fantastic history, a great piece of Vermont's history built by the CCC. And just generations of folks who have experienced it and enjoyed it. And so it was really a sad day on Christmas Eve when it burned. And we're eager to rebuild.
Online donations to the Stone Hut rebuild can be made at vermontparksforever.org. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.